the future of much of the rest of Europe and certainly of much of the United States as well. And again, why does it seem as though it is the Russians that are going in the exact opposite direction from all that? Robots dispensing blessings in Germany. You know, the Germans are about due even. About every 60, 70 years, they get pissed off at something or someone and decide to start a world war. So, I wouldn't be surprised that if Bless You to the Robot might be the only Christian left standing at the end of this secularization that is underway in Germany.
Yeah, it's interesting that this robot is the image of Europe, that it's lifeless, it has no spirit. I mean, a computer has no spirit. And this is exactly what's happening here. The spirit is dying because we have, you know, abandoned our Christian faith.
Well, I think that people like you are going to assist in the rear guard action, if you will.
I think that Marxism and, in a way, communism has been more successful in Europe than in Soviet Union. It's something I want to write about, because here it has been a very slow and subtle process that we have been indoctrinated through the schools and universities and media, that Christianity was no good, and freedom was to abandon Christianity. It has been going on for almost 50 years. They had the same indoctrination in Soviet Union, but nevertheless, the Russian Orthodox Church was an underground church, and it was still alive during communism, even
That's
though
right.
it was suppressed and it was persecuted. And now it rises again like a giant. But in the West, this Marxism philosophy, and keep in mind that Marxism was a Western idea. It was not something that developed in Russia. It was imposed on Russia. But it has been more successful here. Because now the faith has soon died out. But in Russia, on the contrary, it's now really on the rise, but not in the West. And that's why I think it will be the East that will save the West now. And that's why our leaders are fearing the West so much, because it is a spiritual threat.
I can.
If you want to base your politics on lies, more corruption, and you are the servant of Satan, of course, you have to hate Russia. You have to hate the East, because that can destroy you.